We're backstage with Todd Machover. Congratulations.
Thanks, Susan. It really is exciting.
It's an extraordinary piece you've put together, Philadelphia Voices, for orchestra, organ, four choirs, sounds of the city, electronics, laptop. And through it all is a text written, I understand, by you and also by high school students in Philadelphia.
Yeah, so this is the seventh of the City Symphonies, Portraits of Cities, that I've done. It's my favorite so far. When the orchestra and Yannick originally contacted me about Philadelphia, Yannick said, would you consider using the voice as a central element? You know, we know you'll think about the city and record sounds of the city, but Philadelphia has a great vocal tradition. It has wonderful individual singers, but also choirs all around town. It seems like, if you're willing, we'd be very excited about that. I thought the voice would be a great way to convey the story about what the city's like, and also about the state of democracy, because democracy, after all, started in Philadelphia. That was a kind of sub-theme for this piece. Because there were so many voices conceived of from the beginning, we knew we needed lots of voices. We finally identified these four amazing choirs, and then I realized that they needed something to sing. Unlike all the other city symphonies, besides collecting actual sounds of the city, I wanted to collect texts. I was very lucky to meet a group called Mighty Writers. It's a group of mentors who teach high school kids how to express themselves through writing. And two of the writers, Jada Hepburn and Cameron Coles, wrote poems which were so wonderful that I set whole movements around them. And then I realized that the 15-minute little sketch they'd written in the workshop just stuck in my mind. So I have two poems from both Jada and Cameron. And then I wrote some words and I met a 30-year-old poet named Jake Winterstein. I talked about democracy with him, and he said, yeah, democracy is interesting, let me go think. And he came back and said, I think the most concrete example of democracy in Philadelphia is the Block Party.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That section was amazing.
Yeah, and Jake said, you know, Philadelphia is not only neighborhood-based, but kind of micro-neighborhood-based. People think of the block they live on and maybe the building they live in, and some people stay their whole lives there. And the Block Party is the time where the neighborhood or just the block gets together to get a permit, to pick a time, to cook together, to see each other. So he wrote a poem which is a kind of fantasy of how these block parties take place. And I imagined it as maybe block parties happening all over Philadelphia. So that section has his poem sung by the chorus. And around it, it's kind of, to me, an auditory tour of Philadelphia. There's a blending of sounds from the zoo to Penn's Landing to restaurants to all over, going in and out of the choral line.
So you've been doing this for about a year. And when we spoke 5 months ago, you were at that point collecting a lot of sounds through the apps, through just going places and recording sounds of cheesesteak sizzling, that kind of thing. The whole piece at this point, you probably resist classification in any sort of genre because it's a piece all its own. But it reminds me a bit of a very contemporary oratorio, using all the resources you have musically, electronically, to tell the story of Philadelphia.
You're absolutely right. I think around the time we saw each other last, I was excited by how much I was finding, and I was pretty scared too because I was realizing how vast a city this is, and it's a city that doesn't have one story at all. I've actually never written an oratorio, but I've written quite a few operas. So it occurred to me that what I really needed to do was to write a libretto for this symphony, which I hadn't imagined doing at all. I realized that I wanted different aspects of Philadelphia. I didn't want one storyline. I wanted public life and an individual's point of view and many voices, literally, of the history and in different aspects and the block party and defiance and a kind of scream against not being listened to, different things. And I realized I didn't want the symphony to end with a simple solution. I wanted this sense of the story continuing. You know, it is the city of brotherly love in a lot of ways. That's part of the ideal here. And I wanted the piece to end with a hymn, what I call a hymn to brotherly and sisterly love. So I went back to one of my teenage poets, Cameron Coles. He wrote several texts, and I picked this one that's called Me, that's kind of one person's view of what it means to be in Philadelphia and the values of love and of listening to each other, listening to people who aren't the same as you, as being central to civility now. So I made this libretto, seven movements, and then I took all the other elements, I started composing and I started picking the sounds and deciding the relationship between the purely musical sounds and the sounds of the city and their electronic sounds. I often increase the frequency and increase the palette I can use with the electronics. So there's a whole level of electronics that add to the orchestra. And then, of course, these sounds of the city and voices.
What do you hope it says to listeners?
I certainly have a strong feeling of what I think is in this work, but I think it's important to not oversimplify. And I do think that there are many plot lines going on at the same time, that the more aware any of us are of these other plot lines, the better it is for the community, but also for us. And that the biggest problem we have in our society now, my big surprise is that it's a problem that has existed since the beginning of the country, probably the beginning of mankind. But in this country, I think there are really at least two, if not more, quite different visions of what the society is supposed to be. And just by listening, it expands you. It creates just that little bit of potential that you might actually understand somebody else or care about somebody else or be able to bridge this awful divide. You know, luckily, Philadelphia is such a wonderful city that it's not ripped apart. It has all these divisions, but, you know, what a great place to live. But you do see all the possible differences right here. You can find them just by going from neighborhood to neighborhood. So it was a great place to look at both the divisions and the potential to care about each other again, and how late in the game it is if we don't.
Well, the piece really conveyed all of that, I think, the hope, the joy, the anguish in some cases, but ultimately the optimism, and that is really great. It was wonderful listening to it. Thank you so much, Todd Macover.
Thank you, Susan. Really a pleasure to talk with you.